was a very disappointing day when the military left the army camp there. It was a big hit economically and on the social fabric of Lifford and the surrounding areas. And it was disappointing to watch it all over the years fall under further disrepair. And it's really a positive sign to see the council engaging and restoring that property now, which came in possession of a few years back.
And indeed, plans are in place to house a number of offices there, and there has been some local interest as well from other facilities.
It's a prime location and it's in the prime area, and the council intend to move staff there. They're doing remedial work now and bringing the building itself and the facilities there up to a very high standard of telecommunications and other services suitable for modern council premises. As well as that, the OPW have shown an interest there, and indeed, as far as I understand, they'll be starting their works there very shortly. As well as that, there is a local interest has been expressed from different bodies, particularly the Ex-Servicemen's Association. They're wondering if they could be accommodated in any part of it, as is the main shade. That hasn't been finalised yet, but there is a big local interest in it, and hopefully it'll progress further to be of further benefit to the people of Lifford and the surrounding areas.
And as you say, with the site lying vacant for 10 years now, it will inject some vibrancy back into the town.
Because, as I said before, it's a prime location. It was very obvious that it was sitting there. There was nothing happening there. It was disappointing. And it was adding further to the neglect of the building. As even before the military time, that was the prior school, a secondary school, great facility that existed then, that unfortunately no longer exists either. And it's heartening to see the premises being used again in a positive way.